Welcome back to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Is it just me, or does Maryland do the best voiceovers? With me, sitting in for Robert Knott, is Rob DeWalt of Pasa Tiempo. Speaking of the arts, how you doing, Rob?
Howdy, I'm doing great.
Good. Great. So what the heck is going on for the next few days?
Well, you know, Santa Fe HRA is ramping up the Pride celebrations.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, I got some sinning to do over the next couple of days.
Absolutely.
There's, you know, there's all kinds of events. They've moved it from the plaza to the rail yard parking plaza this year. And so the parade route is different, and there's like something like 8 or 9 hours of live music happening on the performance screen, which I haven't really seen utilized that well yet, so this will be interesting to see.
This may be the most stunning pride in Santa Fe yet.
I think it's going to be. You know, the entertainment kicks off at I think, around 10:30 and goes till 6 o'clock. So there's something to see for, you know, for that entire period. You know, a couple of things that I'm looking forward to, Audio Buddha. Great local act, Steve Brisk and friends.
I don't know Audio Buddha at all, but it's one of the best names that I've ever heard. That alone makes me want
yeah,
to see it.
Yeah, well, it's you know, it sounds like it sounds, actually. You know, I mean, it's sort of the sort of peaceful trance vibe and sort of world music influence. And Steve is really great. He's actually doing the Men's Night Out party at the Hilton Hotel this evening. I think it starts at 5 o'clock. And then he'll be DJing from 10. Oh, let's see. When is he going to be DJing? Oh, from I think at 10:30 he starts.
10:30 a.m. Could that possibly be right?
Yeah.
DJing at 10:30 a.m.
Yeah, to 10:30 a.m. to I think like 11:30 a.m.
And then I wonder if he'll still be going from the night before.
Probably. And I know that he actually has a set later in the day. But there's all kinds of great acts to see. And you can go to the Santa Fe HRA website to figure out more. And the best thing about it is that there's something for everybody. It's not just, you know, a bunch of dancing drag queens or whatever. Ron Romanofsky and friends are going to be there. Samba Fe, the Gender Offenders Performance Troupe. DJ Tatooine. DJ Santa Fe, who I got to mention because this guy has been spinning records in Santa Fe for... Well, he's going to hate me because I'm going to call him out, but for 30 years he's been doing it. And
That's a hell of a lot of DJ experience.
He pretty much was the guy who came to Santa Fe and said, hey, I got a good idea. Why don't we use more than one turntable so we don't have to switch records?
Revolutionary.
Exactly. The drinks keep flowing that way. DJ Santa Fe is going to be closing that out. And, of course, there's all kinds of stuff going on all over town throughout the weekend, through Sunday, actually.
One of my colleagues who moved here from the Bay Area, you know, first couple of years that she saw our Pride Parade, she says, it's so cute. You have such a cute little parade. And I'm starting to feel like Pride is really ramping up. It's not going to be the cute little Santa Fe Pride anymore. Now it's a big, fantastic, fancy deal.
It sort of outgrew the plaza in terms of the number of people and the needs of the HRA to be able to do fundraising. And they couldn't do it on the plaza. You know, they struck a deal. I wrote a story about it last week in last week's Pasa Tiempo. They struck a deal with the rail yard. And so this year they're going to have merchants. They're going to have a beer garden for the grown-ups.
And who doesn't love a beer garden?
I'm telling you. I was thinking, why don't they just set up the beer garden today?
Absolutely.
That way I can just bring a blanket and I don't have
to
leave.
Call it the warm-up.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't need an opening band. You just need a beer garden.
I know, but you know, it's going to be a high-key event this year. And I think that every year it's just going to get bigger. And those guys are doing an incredible job.
Yeah.
Donya Hotch and
yeah, we love Donya. She really turns it up and makes it happen.
Yeah, she does. She does. And she's you know, she's a wonderful organizer too. And the people that she has working with her on Pride this year, everyone should give them a round of applause if they see them because they're doing a great job. There's a bunch of other stuff going on. And for some reason, this is the weekend for wine lovers, apparently.
Second best thing to a beer garden.
So, yeah, exactly. There's a bunch of things going on. There's Wine for a Cause on Saturday, which is happening at the Pink Adobe from 4 to 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available, but there's going to be
wine. What is the cause?
The cause is to benefit the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network, which is really hard to say 10 times fast.
It is, but you did a really good job one time slow.
One time slow is all you're going to get from me on Friday morning. But if you want for, any more information for that, there's going to be silent and live auctions and live music, too, and that's from 4 to 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. You can go to the Pride Parade, chill out, go to the beer garden, and then you can put on some nice clothes, or you don't even have to.
You may even be able to fit a nap in there before you do it and still fit it all in.
That's what I'm saying. You call 262-6014. You can get some more information on that event. On Sunday, Smiles of a Summer Night. La Casa Cena it's their 25th anniversary celebration.
Wow, hard to imagine they've been around that long.
I know, and it's also the Santa Fe Symphony's 25th anniversary. And so they're getting together, and they're throwing this little shindig, champagne, hors d'oeuvres, five-course dinner music.
Wow.
With the Santa Fe Symphony is going to be performing. That's at 6 p.m. on Sunday in the La Casa Cena courtyard. If you call the Santa Fe Symphony Orchestra box office at 983-3530, you can get more information about that. Now, some of the proceeds are going to benefit the Symphony Orchestra, so it's not, it's an expensive event, but it's a fundraiser.
Good cause. And that's probably the most beautiful public garden courtyard in Santa Fe.
It is. I was walking around yesterday, and I've lived here on and off since I was two, and I grew up playing in little places like that around Santa Fe. And, I'm afraid because our office is right near La Casa Cena that if I go there for lunch, I'm just going to stay there. I'm just going to say, I don't really need to go back to the office today.
And great view, great food, and the servers will bring you drinks.
And the next thing you know, they're scooping me up and throwing me in a taxi.
That's right. Nobody's happy.
Right. But in Taos, from July 2nd to July 11th, is the Toast of Taos, which is wine tastings, dinners, gallery tours, auctions. It's happening all over the place. There's a range of ticket prices because there's a bunch of events that you can subscribe to. But if you call 575-751-5811, you can get more information on that. Also, a fundraiser benefits the Holy Cross Hospital Foundation.
Yeah, everybody's hard up now. These fundraisers are really important to keep these nonprofits rolling.
But I think it's really great that sort of nonprofits and for-profit businesses are sort of learning how to merge better and do these events, it's really the only way that some of these nonprofits are going to survive. I know that for a fact. I'm not going to name any names, but that's the only way that some of them are going to survive. After doing all that sinning on Saturday and Friday, you can go to a cowgirl barbecue from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for Bethlehem and Eggs. Have you ever been to that?
I have never been to that.
Oh, it's at least after 12 o'clock, it's a come to Jesus with a Bloody Mary. It's like Margaret Burke, Josh Martin, Lydia Clark, gospel, folk music.
You are speaking my language.
I'm telling you, Bill Hearn Duo is also playing that evening, classic country, at 8:30 p.m. I actually ran into Bill Hearn last night at the grand reopening of the La Plazuela restaurant in the La Fonda Hotel, another place that I actually grew up in. It's absolutely beautiful. You should go in there and check it out.
I'm excited to check it out.
Yeah, all the stuff is handcrafted, like all the iron is hand-twisted, all like hand-carved wood, and all the little glass panels are still there. It's amazing.
And Bethlehem and Eggs doesn't start till 11, so you don't even need to make it up for breakfast time. You can really sleep it off.
Yeah, breakfast. You can go there, get some coffee, a Danish, and then at 12 o'clock you can order Bloody Mary.
Oh, perfect.
Right. Tons of gallery openings this weekend.
Anything you're really, really excited about?
Really excited about this new gig, and I drive by it almost every single day because I take all the back streets to go to work because I hate traffic. Penn Brick Galleries. Ever been there?
Never.
It's new. It's on Santa Fe Avenue. It's sort of like if you're driving down, I think, is it Don Gaspar going downtown that one way, and Santa Fe Avenue sort of intersects it.
Yeah.
It's up that little street, and it's really sort of like a live-work environment, but it's a beautiful studio. Zach Scheinbaum and friends and a bunch of other people are running it. They're doing this show called Lore, Legends of a Different Kind, group show of drawings, screen prints, and video. There's a reception from 7 to 10 p.m. Now, this is one of these places where you go, and it's sort of like there's a reception, but then you can't just walk in the next day and check it out. So it's usually there's a lot of people at these things because it's sort of a one-time only event.
So be there or risk missing out on a one-time experience.
Be there, park at the Capitol, and walk across the street because there ain't no parking over there, honey.
It's a small downtown.
Yeah.
Park somewhere and hoof it. We could all use the exercise.
Exactly. I'm really excited about the show at Site Santa Fe. There's a great story in Paso Tiempo on page 20 today. Site Santa Fe, a ceramic sculpture by Clara Kristalova, if I said that wrong, I apologize. Installation by Brent Green and an installation by Ruben Ochoa. There's a reception from 5 to 7 p.m. And, just sometimes you got to pay to get into Site Santa Fe, but for the reception tonight, you don't have to pay at all.
Love it. That's what I'm doing tonight.
Yeah, and that thing is going to be up until September 6th, so you got plenty of time.
Not a one-time only deal.
Right. I don't know.
But don't miss it. Still not a good reason to miss it.
Right. There's no good reason to miss it, especially if it's free.
That's my favorite price of all the prices.
Yeah, I mean,
it's my second favorite price. I like the ones where you walk in and they give you some money, But I haven't found any of those for a while.
No, no.
I do sometimes get money to go away.
Right.
But I try to hold out because you can see more and get more money when you finally concede to leaving.
You know, that's true. No one's going to pay you to come to a show. Well, maybe. You know, in Hollywood it happens all the time, I'm sure.
Doesn't happen to me.
Doesn't happen to me either. I don't have the abs for it, apparently.
No.
Gosh, the Santa Fe Complex, there's a show there, Manipulated Image, audio-visual group show. There's a reception tonight from 8:30 to 10:30. These guys are smart. You know, it's most people do their openings, their receptions from 5 to 7 or 5 to 8 p.m. These guys, they wait for everything else to wrap up. You know, they get the later crowd, the party end.
Which is smart. Why not do both? If you can go to the 5 to 7 reception and still check out the weird and fantastic stuff going on at Santa Fe Complex.
Spread the love.
Absolutely.
And I was in, my partner's father was in town last weekend, and I did the Canyon Road Walk with him. You know, paid for parking, which always hurts to live here.
It, absolutely,
and pay for parking.
It does. It's very painful.
And he was with his boss. They were coming down from Washington State, and I am telling you, man, it's like 30 minutes of it, and I don't know how people from out of town do it. I was exhausted. It was hot. You know, El Farol's patio just kept screaming at me, like, come and get some water or some tea.
Absolutely. It's so intense.
Right. But
it's like our little desert arty Disneyland there.
No. It's you know, it's Canyon Road is growing and it's morphing. And in some ways it's growing and morphing in good ways. And in some ways it's growing and morphing in I'm not going to say bad, but in unusual ways. You know, there's a few exhibits on Canyon Road or a few galleries that have openings tonight, but the Delgado Street Fourth Friday Art Walk is tonight from 5 to 8 p.m. I don't have a list of galleries in front of me, but if you go to discoverdelgado.com, you can get a list of the galleries, and you know, it's great. The Pippin Gallery is over there. There's tons of great galleries on Delgado, and it's sort of off... I consider it a little bit off the beaten path in terms of the art that's presented and the convenience of getting there and parking and whatnot.
There are all these amazing little pockets of things like that, like Delgado Street, where you just sort of maybe make a wrong turn and suddenly find yourself in a whole amazing neighborhood full of things you've never seen before, such as all these fantastic galleries.
Yeah. Having worked on Canyon Road when I back in high school, you know, one of the galleries that's there now used to be a Chinese restaurant that I used to work at. And so every time I'm on Canyon Road, whether or not I'm with touristy folk or not, it always brings back all these memories. And then I start walking into all these little alcoves and buildings and stuff. And, you know, my partner's father was the first one to say, God, things have gotten really expensive up here.
Absolutely. The takeout is a little pricier, but it lasts a heck of a lot longer.
Yeah, exactly. Santa Fe Art Institute. Got to support these guys over on the College of Santa Fe campus, where light meets water. Mumuru on the Equator. It's an installation by Anna MacArthur in conjunction with the Land Art Project. There's a reception from 3 to 5 p.m. this afternoon.
Psst.
Hey, Marilyn.
Hey, Bill. Hey, you know, remember we have a ticket giveaway?
We have a pair of tickets to give away. I heard Marilyn whispering in my conscience, and then she was whispering in my ear. Dan Hicks is going to be at the Santa Fe Brewing Company.
That's right.
That's going to be a superb show. And if you want to go see Dan Hicks, and I know you do, Marilyn will answer the phone. You'll hear that melodious voice over voice, and she will say, you are the one who will go see Dan Hicks tonight. If you want to be that person, no, it's not tonight. It's Saturday night, 7:30. Call Marilyn at 428-1382, 428-1382. She's only got one pair. Punch those buttons fast. What else we got going on,
that
Rob?
That was like a divine intervention.
That was.
Weird.
That's what happens when you're kind of a bad radio host. You have your awesome producer chime in and say,
they'll say that. I can tell you one thing for sure, and that is that this week, every person that does karaoke in this town is scrambling to find the Michael Jackson singles for their...
It's absolutely true. They're breaking them out.
It's a sad day for pop music. It's, you know, I mean, we lost a bunch of great entertainers this week.
It was a strange week.
This week, but I think Saturday, Showcase Karaoke with Cindy and Nancy at Tiny's at 8:30 p.m. There's going to be a lot of people singing Michael Jackson, so, you know.
That's like a 40 years of back catalog there to choose from.
I know. And apparently he was just about to do 50 concerts in London before
he died. I had this weird feeling yesterday that we were going to find out that it was actually not true, that he had somehow faked his own death. I'm a little less convinced of that this morning.
I was too. I was almost sick to my stomach when I got home and turned on MTV to see what kind of coverage they were doing. And the best that they could come up with was celebrities were Twittering their responses to his demise.
Wow, that is really kind of sad and pathetic.
Remember when Kurt Cobain died and they had all this great coverage and they spoke to the fans,
the people
that bought his records? Didn't happen on MTV.
Which is a little strange. One of the great icons of our time.
I know. These things come in threes. Ed, Farrah, and Michael. And so hopefully we're done for a little while.
Yeah, let's hope
it's a break. The celebrity death thing.
To find out all the rest of what is going to be happening over the next week or so, don't forget to pick up Pasa Tiempo. Much to your relief, Santa Fe, Mary Charlotte will be back next Friday. But unfortunately, I'll be back with her. It'll be all right. And Robert Knott will be back, speaking of the arts. But Rob, I think we did okay in the absence of our betters.
I think we scrambled. We put something together, and I don't think anybody noticed that I was naked. So.
No, I certainly didn't.
Okay.
It was good. Have a good week, Santa Fe, and a good weekend. Thank you very much.